Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
7 o'clock, good morning here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show, your weekly stop for local golf talk here in Western New York. Brian Cozio, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, live at Glen Oak Golf Club here in Amherst, where Jeff is the director of golf, and we're going to talk here, of course, about golf for the next hour, as we always do with you every Saturday morning. As you heard also, Kevin Sylvester, a part of our show. Kevin on assignment this week. He's working for PGA Tour Radio. He's at the AT&T Byron Nelson event, and Kevin will join us live on the line for an update on what the pros are up to this week as they prepare for next week's PGA Championship. Kevin will join us at 7:45. At 7:30, custom turf interview coming up. Steve Beatty joins us. Steve has done some wonderful work in the area about golf with golf with Custom Turf and his company, and they are one of our presenting sponsors. So we'll get a chance to hear everything that you need to know about that. If you're ever interested about getting some sort of turf in your backyard, maybe a putting green or something to drive on or chip on. He also does other things maybe for your dog or for your playground, and so a lot of opportunities coming up here. My basement.
The basement's a nice
basement.
Place, too. Yeah, I got one in the basement. It's real
right.
nice.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Looking down the...
The sun is out here, Glen Oak.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous.
We're overlooking 18 right now.
Yeah, overlooking nice. 18. We're having a frost delay as we speak. 18, about 12 hours ago, was covered in water. We got 1.4-something inches of rain the night before, but it's all receded. The creek is flowing. We will be cart paths only, but sunshine and looks like a nice morning.
It does.
It will be wet. Do not go into your golf shop and ask if it's wet out there, just so you know.
Okay.
You might catch a frowning.
Yes. If you are going to any golf course this morning and you walk into the pro shop, be nice. It's the rain has just, it's bruised everyone in this industry, in this area. Whether you're just a player that has been trying to play, or if you're involved in any way with a golf course, or of course a golf professional who's trying to run a golf course and, you know, put on events and try to roll out the red carpet to their customers here to come play like it is to their golfers. It has been it's been a rough start to the spring with this rain.
Yeah, I mean, you can make other sports, softball, all the outdoor sports have really, really taken a hit this spring.
Yeah, I mean, I coach high school tennis, and my entire month has been looking at radars and calendars and reschedules, and all the high school sports have been getting crushed with rain, and I mean, it's been very tough. It really has.
We put 3 days together, just three good days together, and we'd be in great shape. It's just we haven't been able to stack any good days.
Anytime you get a nice day, the next day is pouring rain, and
like tomorrow, I think it's supposed to rain again tomorrow morning. So great, here we go again.
And I mean, the next not
I hate to sound negative,
not to give you a weather forecast that you get all everywhere you need to go, but I mean, the next week. I didn't see one day it was 70, like no. Just to get it warm and going.
Yeah, because once it does dry out for the spring, then the course can take a little bit of water if you catch an inch and a half or an inch. It'll kind of run off a little bit more. Right now the ground is so saturated, so spongy, the water just keeps going deeper and deeper, and it doesn't want to go anywhere.
So if you are going to play today or at any point this weekend here too, I can't imagine a course not being car path only, even if they do let the carts out.
Yeah, right? We're fortunate we have car paths all the way around. At facilities that don't, I can't imagine them letting carts out today or tomorrow. Everybody's different. Every place, some places, like we talked about last week, have better topography for it, and, you know, they're up in the gravel basin or whatever it is. But, it's not good.
Right. And listen, just please don't be the guy that think, you know what, I'm just going to drive over here quick and just don't be that guy, because you're going to get stuck and then it's just
and the last
you're ruin the course for everybody. Don't do it.
Drive, like when you're hiking in the Adirondack, drive on the car path through the puddles. Don't go around the puddles on the car paths, because that's when you make ruts and get stuck.
That's right. Yeah, go slow through those puddles, but stay on the path.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you're going to get ruts all up, and then you're going to complain when your ball lands in that rut. And, you know.
And it looks bad for a long time.
Yeah. Right.
Then that needs staff, and that's payroll, and that's everything else to go out there and repair that.
Absolutely. Brian Colziel and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas here on Tee to Green. As we said, Kevin Sylvester from the AT&T Byron Nelson Tournament in Dallas at 7:45. Steve Beatty from Custom Turf will join us at 7:30. We've got our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up this week. We will talk about playing in the sand. The Western New York PGA has a big tournament coming up for themselves, the Western New York PGA Open at Stafford Country Club. We'll talk about that. And, of course, on the pro scene next week is the PGA Championship, the second major, the first time we're seeing the shift in the calendar really come into play here with the major schedule being changed. And I feel like we're ready for another major to kind of build off that momentum of the Masters. There was a lot of buzz with Tiger Woods. Tiger has not played since, but I think people are ready to go here. Bethpage Black, all the reports that I've been reading this week and seeing photos and videos, it looks to be in phenomenal shape. Definitely green. They've also gotten rain on Long Island, but I don't think as much as we've gotten here. But it's going to probably play thick and long. I mean, it's long even when it's dry there. It's going to play thick and long, and it's going to be a challenge for these pros, no doubt.
Yeah, that's the concern about moving it to the spring and having it in the Northeast. You know, that's some of the concerns of the PGA. Hey, you can catch weather, and but out there they get a little different climate than we have here. Mm-hmm. It should. I mean, well, I haven't been out there, but it looks like it'll be good, even if they get some rain to play. Yeah, thick and juicy. You'll see guys pitching out back, get it back into the fairway. A lot of bogeys if you hit it in the rough, I imagine.
Yeah, it's a hard course. I've played the black twice, and it's been challenging. You've played it, right?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't played the black.
I haven't played it. I'd love to.
Yeah, it's long. I mean, when I played it, of course, I'm not playing it at the tees that they were, but you sit there and say, okay, if I don't hit this good, like, I'm not reaching the fairway. And, you know, the pros obviously likely can do that. You know, they're not having that worry, but, I mean, it is a course set up where if you just miss a little, like, you're in big trouble, and the rough is thick there. Some of the greens, I think, are where maybe you can score. I wouldn't say that is as challenging maybe as we've seen at some other places, but it's a cool venue. It looks really great how they've put so much time and effort into it. And here's what's really cool. If you're a New York State resident and you're listening, you can go play it. A few years ago when I played it, it was in the 60s. I went during the week.
Didn't you just get in line?
Yeah, I just got in line as a single.
Yeah,
I went in April. And I just got in line. I woke up at like 5 in the morning, drove there, got there at like 5:30. My in-laws happened to live very close to the course, luckily. And he's like, yeah, I can get you out at 7:15. You know, so I waited about an hour. But it was great because I got breakfast, hit some balls, hit a few putts, took a picture or two, you know, like, yeah. And suddenly
the
there I am playing.
Yeah.
And it was very fun, yeah.
I'd be tempted, you know, as a PGA professional, I'd want to challenge myself from the back tees. I think if I went, I'd probably move up. You know, I'm older now. I don't hit it as far as I did when I was a kid. And just to have a little bit more fun, because I know from those back tees, I probably would be hitting a lot of hybrids, a lot of three-woods into those greens. You hit it in the rough, you're not going to reach the green in regulation right now in these conditions. So I'd probably try to move up, as we say in the golf industry. I'd probably try to tee it forward if I went out there.
Yeah, just again, for those that'll be watching next week, there will be maybe historical field. As of this moment.
Oh, the quality?
Yeah. As of this moment, unless there's someone withdraws, every single player in the top 100 world ranking will be playing. It'll be the first time in a history of any major that the entire top 100. So, I mean, anything can happen between now and, you know, a week from from Thursday, but
yep.
To have the entire 100
or even if
top
you had 99
players in the world, I mean, that is incredible. And I've always said that this is, to me, the toughest to win in terms of the depth of the field because, I mean, the Masters, I believe, in terms of who gets invited, it's only the top 50. Now, they have some exemptions, but they have a lot of past champions who, obviously, their chances of some of them are very low. Mm-hmm. The field's very small. At the U.S. Open, and the British Open, they don't open it up all the way to the top 100. Plus, they have spots for amateurs on both sides. Now, the PGA Championship does have, what, 20-some spots for PGA professionals?
PGA professionals, yep.
That also can participate.
That's the thing.
But the top 100 world ranking, like that's an impressive number if all 100 are there next week.
And that's the PGA's claim to fame every year. They always have the strongest field as far as the top players. They have a good purse. Moving it early, you know, as we've talked about a million times. But to get 100 play, it's hard to imagine. Those PGA pros are very, very good players. And they're, for one of them to make a cut is great for us. But with 100 of the best players in the world and only 72, what did they do, 72 or 60 at the PGA Championship?
I think it's 70, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be tough for those guys to make the cut. It's going to be tough for everybody to make the cut. One or two bad swings, you hit it in the wrong spot, you're chipping out sideways a couple times. That's a couple bogeys, and you know how quickly that cut line will pop up on you. But Sunday afternoon should hopefully I don't want anybody to run away with it, but it'd be nice to see a nice tight finish coming down the back nine again. Watch those TV ratings soar if Tiger's in there or Dustin or Brooks Koepka. By the way, I already know who I'm picking next week.
All right, I want to go to that here. They announced, by the way, Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas here. We're live at Glen Oak where the sun is out. It's beautiful, and golfers will be out here in just a few moments, I'm sure. We're talking PGA Championship here on Tee to Green on WGR. Thanks for waking up with us. They did announce the groupings for the PGA, and the PGA likes to – normally it's the fourth major, so they like to put the three previous major winners from earlier in the year. Well, it's only the second major, but they have the three existing holders of the majors right now. So Tiger is defending his Masters – you know, he's the Masters champion, current Masters champion. Brooks Koepka is the U.S. Open and PGA champion, and Francesco Molinari is the British. Those three are a group right there. Koepka, Molinari, and Woods.
That will get some airtime.
That's an amazing trio right there.
Wow. That's really cool that they do that, by the way. That makes for, I would imagine, and then they put, do they start them on 10 on Thursday, and then they start them on 1 on Friday.
For TV, they want it
for
Friday.
TV,
yep.
They'll be coming in prime time. Be great television. Great television.
Absolutely. Some other cool groups. They have Bubba Watson, Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler as a group. Dustin Johnson with Spieth and Rahm. And I'm going to guess that this group maybe will be the opposite side. Maybe they'll be the feature group opposite of the Tiger group. Is McIlroy, Mickelson, and Day our group.
Another nice group. Jason Day's been playing much better this year. It's good to see him getting healthy and getting back to his game.
As is McIlroy, as is Mickelson, the three of them, I mean, they all could win. Mickelson, both times the U.S. Open was held at Bethpage, finished second, finished runner-up. He was in a tie in 2002 when Woods won, and in 2009, he actually was tied for the lead on Sunday, and they had weather issues with rain, and they had to finish it on Monday, and Lucas Glover ended up beating him out.
I remember that. Yeah, I do remember that.
But Mickelson's had six runner-up finishes at U.S. Opens, and obviously the majors previously at Bethpage were U.S. Opens. This now a PGA. Part of the reason the PGA is here at Bethpage as well is that the PGA of America, which runs the Ryder Cup, also wants to hold a big-time event. Excuse me, a big-time event at this course because it will be hosting the Ryder Cup in 2024.
So, and they have experience, obviously, hosting majors. Not like Oak Hill does, but they have some experience. Yep. And that's for the staff, too, because you have to learn a place. You have to learn a facility. There's all the logistics that go into, you know, getting 100,000 people on a golf course during the days and maintaining the course. And then they're going to make changes. I guarantee they'll make some changes. They'll have data and statisticians monitoring every shot, where every golf ball lands. They'll have so much data and information on what these players did during this event that they'll use to make the event better when it's hosting the Ryder Cup. So if you've ever been to a tour event, you see the guys walking around, especially at the majors, with they have the GPS sticks and stuff like that. They're measuring all the data. There's people on each hole. What club are they hitting? How far are they landing it? Are they making just the data now is unbelievable. Which brings me to, it was interesting learning this winter how much tour players rely on their stats. I always talk to the college teams and good players. you know, understanding your stats is important to being a better player. Where are your weaknesses? Where are you going to be good? You know, where, you know, play to your strengths, we always talk about. Well, what are your strengths? You may think you're strong in something, but the data may tell you differently in relationship to your peers. So always kind of interesting. I always tell people, hey, if you want to get really good at golf, start, you know, get one of those apps online or one of those little apps that'll track your stats for you. How many pars, how many greens, are you hitting fairways, are you hitting greens, how many putts, and then, you know, chart your numbers and watch them as you go and then work on your weaknesses.
Yeah. And one more note on the pairings, the Molinari Koepka Woods group, not only are they the reigning champions of all the majors, they also statistically are the best under par in majors. If you take the last 10 majors, the top three golfers in terms of under par, it's Woods, Koepka, and Molinari, which isn't a, I mean, it's not a surprise. If you said to me, like, who's been the best in majors, at least the last handful of them, I would probably definitely go Koepka and Molinari. I wouldn't have maybe even guessed Woods, but if you think about it, he's been in contention now for three consecutive majors. And if, you know, you go back of the events that he's played in, he's had some opportunities. But those three have been very good as of late.
But there were years that he disappeared, it seemed.
Yeah.
Wow.
But some of these other guys have just blown up, you know, that it's kind of balanced out. But Woods, yeah, those three have been really, really good in majors as of late. And they'll get to play together, which I think which will be really cool. One other note, too, from next week's Bethpage event, you'll see John Daly playing in it.
I heard.
That's right. It's a good time for us to get to our PGA Tour Champions Report, brought to you by Absolute Care Affordable Adult Assisted Living. Champions Tour player John Daly will be playing in the PGA, as he also has an exemption because he won the 1991 PGA Championship at Crooked Stick.
So how did he get an exemption this year?
Because he has a lifetime
exemption. Oh, that's when they used to do the lifetime exemptions.
Back then, that's right.
And he will be riding a golf cart,
that's
from what
I wanted
understand.
To bring up. Yep.
Yes.
He applied, I guess, to try to have a cart. The last time someone rode a cart was Casey Martin back in 2002.
I remember that case made it to
the
US
Open.
Yeah, that whole case made it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, so Daly with some issues, I guess, with tendonitis and some other things going on, he applied for it.
I give it a frowning. Yeah, I mean.
He's going to have a cart out there.
Yeah, I have a hard time with this.
2012, I should have said, for Casey Martin. Sorry, okay. Not 2002.
He's not going to be competitive in this event, and he knows that going into the event. And it's part of golf, in my mind, is walking the golf course. I understand the Americans with Disabilities Act, and we want to open it up to all golfers. As a matter of fact, the West New York PGA has purchased solo rider golf carts for disabled veterans, so people without use of their legs can still play golf. But in his case, he's not going to be competitive. That course is very hilly, right? You played there. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, it's one of the toughest golf. And
you can only walk it, by the way. If you ever go to play the black, they don't allow carts.
Yeah, which is great.
There's five courses at that facility. It's really, really nice. But they allow carts on all of them except for the black.
Yeah, I just don't like the optics of what I feel is kind of a washed-up sideshow taking a cart in one of our major championships. And, you know, he's not going to make the cut. He's not.
Well, the thing is, too, is that, it opens up the insert joke here line. With,
right.
Why is Daly on a cart? You know, and then everybody. I the article that I see here that I was reading it from Golf World, and, you know, the first three, you know, and maybe you're taking a serious issue, too, of what he's getting it for. But, you know, it says, you know, will the first reply, does it have an ashtray? You know, second one. Yeah, much easier for the beer cooler than to carry it in the bag, you know, like that sort of thing. And then
I think his caddy still has to walk.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's true.
Which is peculiar then, you know. So I understand why they do it, and I'm sure they're being, you know, they're not factoring in personalities when they make these decisions. He probably has a legitimate claim to, in order to be able to play, need a card or he couldn't complete the round. But, you know, if you can't, then, you know, this is a major championship, then maybe you shouldn't be competing. If your knee's busted up in football, hey, you can't play. All the other sports, if your kid's got a bad knee in tennis, well, don't hit it to my left side. You can't. That's part of sport, and golf's a sport in my mind. So I do not like the decision. I understand the decision, but I definitely don't like it.
Yep. All right, let's get to our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. The Western New York PGA will be working hard after next week's PGA Championship, as the Senior PGA Championship is at Oak Hill, which we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show. But this week we're going to talk about sand play. So
yes.
The sand right now, courses across Western New York, they are going to be wet.
You're testing your drainage of your bunkers at this time of year.
That's
for
right.
sure.
And you know what? It's right now, some courses, you know, the fact that it has been a challenge to keep up. If your ball's in there, you might, you know, either there might be a local rule at the course or in terms of, hey, rake in place, or maybe what are some of the options that they might even encourage? If you get to a bunker and maybe it, because of the fact that there's some water in it, or like, what are some of the options that you might have or run into?
Well, a lot of facilities haven't even been able to address their bunkers at this point, you know, because it's been so cold and we've had so much rain, it almost feels useless to try to get in there and do all that work that you'd have to do to get the bunkers primed. You do have options within the rule to drop it. It gets convoluted. There's even a rule now where you can take it out of the bunker and drop it along the line between you and the hole under the new rules of golf and play from there with a penalty. But playing out of these bunkers, you know, when they're wet like this is a lot different than you play them in the summer. So, first of all, the sand is so much more compact right now. It's almost like mud or dirt. So, typically in the summer, you want to open up that blade of your sand wedge to get the bounce so that club glides through or skips through the sand instead of digging in. Now you want that blade probably square, as wet as these bunkers are, and it doesn't need to be as far forward. You still need to hit behind it, but you're going to want to hit with a more square blade. If you're struggling in these wet bunkers right now, make sure your blade's a little more square. You're also going to hit a little closer to the golf ball. So if you go normally an inch or two behind the golf ball and you try in this wet stuff, you're going to leave it in the bunker. Try to hit pretty darn close to the golf ball.
It's going to be kind of like glue right now, right?
Right. Yeah, muck and mud. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's really nice when sand is nice and firm and wet, you know, after a rain or something like that, and it's wet. It becomes very easy to hit a good shot. The other thing, the ball is going to spin a little more because the wetness of the sand, I don't understand the physics of it, I guess, but you hit a little closer, you're going to put a little more spin on it, and there's less sand between you and the golf ball to dissipate the spin. So square up that blade, move the ball back a little bit more in your stance, and hit about a half inch away. That ball's going to come out with some spin, though. So it'll come out, fly further. You know, this is a good opportunity to try some other clubs, too. So if you're always using your sand wedge, try your pitching wedge or your gap wedge. Your gap wedge will still have some bounce on it, and typically it'll have a nice little flange on it. Try that for some of your longer bunker shots. I also see people when they have bunker shots, every time they have one, they use their sand wedge, either their 56 or their 60, no matter what the shot, if it's a long shot or a short shot. I use my 60 for close-up bunker shots. I'll use my 56 for medium bunker shots. And if I got to hit a long one, you know, 20, 30 yards in the air to get to the pin, I'll use my pitching wedge. So this is a good time with the forgiveness of the wet sand to go and try some of those shots. You'll see the ball come out of a different trajectory and stuff. You're talking about that before the rules, make an agreement with your buddies. You're probably going to foot rake it or whatever. You know, you don't want to get in a deep footprint this time of year and play it out of there.
Yeah, I would guess, you know, if you're going to play just around with your buddies, worst case, what? Hey, I'm in the bunker. Rake it and place it, right? Probably something like that.
Smooth it with your foot.
Yeah.
And just make sure you give yourself a good lie because you can get some pretty funky lies. Water, you kick the ball out. You know, we're not playing in the PGA Championship yet.
That's right.
Yeah, so let's move that ball around in there and keep play going. But, yeah, it's a lot different right now to play out of the bunkers right now than it would be midsummer, and that's understanding the bounce of your wedge, and you don't really need the bounce when they're this wet.
More tips from Jeff. You can check it out on our website, t2green.golf. T2green.golf. And for more tips from all of your Western New York PGA pros, or more information on how to get started with golf, or information to get your son or daughter involved, or no matter what age you are, go to WNYPGA.com. And as we said, the Western New York PGA pro staff will be very busy in 2 weeks in Rochester. They're busy already getting ready for this. This is years of preparation. This isn't just, next week we're going to go over to Oak Hill and hang out. Like, this has been years of planning for the Senior PGA next week.
I believe the tournament director's been there, it'll be 2 years. So they'll go in 2 years in advance and set up an office. I was actually talking to the guy the other day, and he's going from here to Oklahoma to prepare for his next PGA Championship stint. So they've been there for a long time. They work closely with the superintendent, the PGA of America. There's a lot that goes on. The logistics of it are ridiculous. You know, vendors, tents, cameras, television, radio shows.
Yep, we'll be there. I'm excited.
Yeah, courtesy cars, the stuff you don't even think of that you run this event. That's why it takes 2 years of planning.
Yeah, and if you want to go, there are still tickets available. You can go to, again, WNYPGA.com. I think if you're looking for something to do, it's an early Father's Day present if you want, looking for something with dad to go do. If you've never been to a professional tournament, like, I would suggest going. Just seeing these guys hit the ball in person, it's a different sound. It's a different ball flight.
It is.
And if you've never even just been to Oak Hill, I mean, one of the most historical courses in the world. And in terms of pro events and amateur events, it's got a resume unlike any other. I mean, it's hosted everything. And
it's got the best resume of any golf course.
Yeah.
As far as hosting events.
It started hosting events.
Yes.
Yeah. It's hosted the U.S. Open and the Senior Open. It's hosted the PGA and the Senior PGA. It's hosted the U.S. Amateur. And it's hosted the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
I mean, there's no other venue that has done all of those.
All the men's majors have been hosted,
yeah,
that there are professional and amateur at Oak Hill.
Yeah.
And as you said, it's a great walk. It's, you know,
it is.
Going to Augusta is one of the coolest things you'll ever do.
Yep.
You know, Oak Hill's not far behind because of the history and the trees and the topography, the clubhouse. It's a great setup. There's a buzz when you walk in. I say my kids aren't golfers, but they sure love going to Oak Hill to watch golf tournaments.
Yeah, we're looking forward to being there. Yeah, our show will be there on the 25th. Will be the morning of round three.
Yep, that'll be fun.
It will.
You know, all the players buzzing around, getting ready for the weekend times. Yeah, it'll be great.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Okay, when we come back here from Glen Oak, we will talk to Steve Beatty from Custom Turf. Kevin Sylvester, 7:45, live from the AT&T. More on the Senior PGA coming up here along the way. As we roll on with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. TD Green, live at Glen Oak. More coming up right after this. Seven 31. Welcome back here. Tee to Green on WGR. We're live at Glen Oak Golf Course in Amherst. Blue skies, sunshine. Thank goodness. It is a nice sunny day here as we overlook the 18th hole, 10th tee area. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Jeff, of course, the director of golf here at Glen Oak.
I'm sitting here worrying about getting the golfers out.
You're
the
looking.
Frost to play. Yeah,
I can see.
What's going on here?
This is the professional that Jeff is in many ways. Of course, a golf professional, but also radio professional. He's doing a fine job on the show this morning, all while running this golf course here.
Yeah, I don't know. I got great people working for me that are running it right now. Believe me.
That's right. Yeah, they're cutting the new holes on the putting green right now.
Yeah, they're getting the putting green ready. I know we got a bunch of golfers waiting to get across the bridge and get playing. The frost, unfortunately, our first hole is covered in shade, our first green, so the frost, it takes a little while to burn off.
That's right. Hey, we want to say hello. Nicholas Patterson is listening to us.
Yeah, I saw that.
He tweeted out a picture. He's in a frost delay at Hickory Stick right now.
I think there's a lot of frost delays around Western New York right now. And in the Southern Tier, they had a frost warning, so I imagine down there it's probably even worse.
Yeah. Hi, Nick. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Speaking of some of the things going on here at Glen Oak, one man that is involved in some of the new exciting things going on here is Steve Beatty from Custom Turf. Of course, Custom Turf, one of our presenting sponsors here on Tee to Green. Steve, good morning. Brian and Jeff here in Amherst. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Is there a good frost down there this morning, Steve, in the Southern Tier?
Yes, down here in the Great Valley of New York, it is very frosty right now.
I can imagine. Steve, I was checking out your work in the PGA Hall of Fame. You put in a beautiful logoed custom turf mat there for our Hall of Fame, and I wanted to thank you for that. It looks awesome. Can't wait to get people walking through there to see all the stuff we have and all the great players and be highlighted by your turf, Steve.
Great. I appreciate you letting me be involved there. It's a beautiful course, and you guys are doing a great job. A lot of things going on.
Yeah, we have your range mat at the back of our range, which unfortunately we haven't been able to use that this year because our range is so wet. But that custom turf, we got 50 yards of a range mat you could put tees in, and it feels like regular turf when you hit off it. It doesn't beat you up. Real nice stuff, Steve.
Good, good. I'm glad you guys are using it. I wish you had some warmer weather, huh?
Yeah,
I know.
Do.
Hey, Steve, tell us kind of you know, as best you can explain to us here the technology behind that turf, of how the tees are able to go in the ground and stick like it is, you know, a normal ground. And then obviously the fact that, you know, the tee can pop out and everything. But, I mean, that's pretty cool how now you're able to stick a golf tee right into the turf and have it hold as if it's real grass.
Yeah, Synthetic Turf International is a company that we represent. And as of right now, they're the only easy tee manufacturer that I'm aware of. And it's nice, thick material. Put the tee right in it. Or, again, you can hit an iron off it. We have a few other turfs for some short game work. And I always was scared dealing with the golf superintendents, thinking they don't want fake grass at their course. But now we've kind of become their friend in some instances.
Another cool thing, Steve, I was down there the other day. You're doing a little fundraiser, aren't you, down in Ellicottville?
Yeah, actually, we just completed it. We had a putting green Infinity's Bar and Grill in Ellicottville over the Masters weekend, and we raised some money for the PGA Reach Foundation. Had a drawing for some tickets and a couple hour happy hour giveaway. That was fun.
Awesome.
A nice thing that you're doing there. I saw you had your green set up in that spot. We came down the one night and you were running raffles and stuff to raise money for the veterans, which we really appreciate. Thanks for doing that,
yeah.
Steve.
Good job, Steve, on that. Hey. Steve Beatty from Custom Turf joining us here on the line on Tee to Green. Steve's company also can put in a putting green in your basement, in your backyard, in your side yard. You can put in an area for you to hit golf balls and chip and putt. Steve, last year your guys came up and put a putting green in my backyard. We love it. I will tell you, on Christmas Day in the flurries, when my son Jack, he got new clubs for Christmas. So we went out there while it was a little flurrying, but we were out there on Christmas Day. He was trying out his new putter, and he's been chipping on it quite a bit. So we're enjoying it in terms of the work that you did there last year. So how about just talk about just an individual that might be thinking about getting something in their yard or in their basement. What are some of the options they might have?
Well, like you say, it can be done indoor or outdoor. Indoor is nice because then you don't have to fight with Mother Nature like we've been doing all spring. We've got a few people waiting for us to get out there, but weather hasn't been too conducive for us yet. But we
you don't
can
have to worry about
like
frost delays either.
That's no, right. Not at all. You're not going to kill that.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay nice and green all year. Don't mow it. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea for a lawn, actually.
Steve, besides doing putting greens and chipping areas and things like that, golf-related, your company also, Custom Turf, does other things beyond just golf, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we never had any thought of being a pet turf guy, but we do a lot of veterinary clinics, doggy daycare, or just backyards that are people are sick of muddy feet in their house all the time from their loving pets, and we take care of that mud. It's been kind of crazy. Like I say, when we got into it, it was strictly golf related, no thought of any pets, but it has evolved into a large part of our business as well with the pets.
That's right. I think I might have to have you bring you back, too. I know the area around our swing set in our yard is not a good spot for growing grass. It's all muddy and everything. So I've seen some of your pictures on your website, too, of the work you've done, like with playgrounds, right?
Yeah, we do playgrounds. We can protect some little toddlers don't need any safety fall zone, but now with today's strict guidelines on playgrounds, we can also, if you have a fall zone over 6 feet, we can protect the fall zone up to 9-10 feet. So if little Joe falls off and hits his head, he lands on something soft instead of some piled up gravel or packed in mulch or mulch that disappeared or whatnot.
Steve, how can people contact you or maybe check out some of your work?
You could check us out at customturf.com. Or you could certainly call our office at 800-724-8329. Or I could be reached personally at steve@customturf.com. Probably the easiest way.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Steve, thanks again for obviously taking care of the putting green in my house. I know, or at my house. It's great. I would definitely recommend it. I think it's high quality work. I know, Jeff, you guys are happy with all the stuff there.
Oh, it's great.
Not
for
only
our facility here.
Out it, here, it, but the work they're doing in the new offices here.
Yeah, I mean, the office looks amazing. With the, he can do custom logos and stuff like that. And he's extended the season of our range because we have that range mat. I know Transit Valley got one since we got one. We copied the one they had at Park Club. A lot of facilities are putting them in. They're great.
Right. Steve, thanks so much for supporting the show. And we'll talk to you in, I'm sure, a few weeks again. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Steve Beatty, Custom Turf. Good guy, by the way, too. You want to deal with a local business in Western New York. You know, Steve's based in the Southern Tier, but he goes all across Western New York and, yep, and does a really nice job. Listen, too, I mean, what I've seen with some of the pictures here, and maybe I'll get a chance to tweet some out later today. I'll go over and take some pictures. The Western New York PGA offices, if you didn't know, are moving here to Glen Oak. And he's done all. He's got the Western New York PGA logo in the yeah. turf and the cut. You know, I mean, it's phenomenal. But reason I'm saying this: if you have a business and you're looking for maybe a little spot that you want to put in, maybe a little putting, you know, area, maybe in your work, build up a little morale in your office, or even
instead
at the very
of a
least,
ping pong table. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Instead of a ping pong table, something different, or maybe you even just want to put in the logo, you know, of your business.
As you walk in or
yeah,
something like
Steve
that.
Yeah, Steve can do that.
Yep.
So
yeah, it's
good
nice
options.
Stuff. I've got some at home, and I have a dog area. I have all that stuff. I'm
That's
a big,
right.
big fan of the product.
CustomTurf.com. So, again, contact Steve Beatty for more information on that. Hey, don't forget, a couple of announcements here on Tee to Green. Our Duster Putting Challenge is back for its fourth edition this year. Registration is now open. Put this on your calendar. The event is Friday, August 2nd at Fox Valley Club in Lancaster. Friday, August 2nd, our fourth annual Duster Challenge. That event benefits the Western New York Reach Foundation. So you can sign up now if...
Best trophy in golf.
That's right. You get the old school putter. That's right. If you're a member of our Tee to Green Club, you've been given information how you can sign up. You get the discounted rate. So if you'd like that discounted rate, sign up to be a member of our Tee to Green Club. It's free to be a member. T2Green.golf is how you sign up there. And then for the Duster Challenge, you can go to DusterChallenge.com. Another opportunity for you to win some great prizes. We've got you that. The Batavia Downs Gaming Majors Challenge, of course, is back here for the PGA Championship. You've got 5 more days to sign up. Yeah, you got to do it by Wednesday night at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Then it gets cut off. As soon as it turns a Thursday, done, because Thursday's round one.
That's right. Can't
so,
be picking after the round starts.
That's right. I'll tweet out more information about that as well, but you can go to my Twitter handle. It's pinned at the top of the page there, as the Twitter people like to say. You just basically, you're sending us 3 golfers. You're hoping to pick the guys that finish first, second, and third. Obviously, you know, it's tough to do. Our winner from the Masters, Adam Johnson was his name. Adam picked first, second, and ninth at the Masters. He ended up winning a great prize back from Batavia Downs. He won hotel, restaurant gift card, free play money. So a cool opportunity there for you to have a little extra fun with the PGA Championship next week. Send us your entry. It's Batavia Downs Majors Challenge at gmail.com. Again, Batavia Downs Majors Challenge at gmail.com.
That's a lot of work for you, that contest, isn't it, Brian?
Well, we had over 70 entries for the Masters, so keeping that organized. One more announcement. Porter Cup.
Coming up.
It's coming up in July. However, Porter Cup qualifying is just a little more than a month away. You can, if you are a 3 or less USGA handicap of 3 or less, you can play in the Porter Cup qualifier. That's on Monday, June 24th at Niagara Falls Country Club. All the information and to register, PorterCup.com. Another cool amateur event will be up at Niagara Falls in a few weeks to get ready for the Women's Porter Cup, and then the men will be in July.
Yep, that's as we always say, we're fortunate to have these great events in the West New York area. We got the Senior PGA Championship, the Porter Cup, and the East Aurora Junior Masters, and a Web.com Tour event down in the Southern Tier. So nobody can say Western New York doesn't have great golf.
That's right, absolutely. All right, more golf talk coming up. Kevin Sylvester, of course, always a part of our show. He joins us next. He's at the AT&T Byron Nelson event in Dallas, and we'll get our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard on this week's event when we return from Glen Oak, where golf is occurring, Jeff. I see people.
It's good to see them. They finally got over the bridge there. The putting green's packed. Golfers are excited. It's a beautiful morning. Might as well go take a walk.
Absolutely. Enjoy playing today. We are live here at Glen Oak in Amherst with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. Kevin coming up live next from the PGA event in Texas when we return on Tee to Green from Glen Oak.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
Back here at Glen Oak in Amherst, the sun is out, golfers are playing. We're excited to see the sun here in Western New York, as we have not seen that very often this spring. As we are back here at Glen Oak on Tee to Green, Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. It is time for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. The event this week, it's the AT&T Byron Nelson down in Dallas. And right now, Sung Kang is your leader. Shot a 61 yesterday. He's up four right now on a pair of golfers, including Matt Every and Tyler Duncan, who are four back at minus 12. Brooks Koepka, who will be defending his PGA Championship next week at Bethpage Black. He is in fourth right now, minus 11. Rory Sabatini closing out the top five. He's at minus 10. Other big names of note, Jordan Spieth playing well this week. He is minus 7. Henrik Stenson, minus 6. As Hideki Matsuyama is at minus 5. So those are some of the bigger names. And the man that is there on site, we bring in now, Kevin Sylvester, of course, always a part of our Tee to Green show. Kevin, good morning. It's, 6:50 in Texas, so you're getting up even earlier for us here.
Yeah, you know, I tend to forget that, Brian, you know, when it comes to the 19th hole the night before. But yes, it's 6:50.
That's morning. Right, that's right. Good morning, that's right. Hey, before we talk about this event and what's been going on here, I waited to bring up this exciting news because I know that you're obviously a big part of this with your membership at Fox Valley and our relationship with some of our home clubs. A Tee to Green incentive that has been, what is it, incentivized?
Increased?
I don't know.
Further incentivized?
Further incentivized.
Well, let's
I don't know what
give,
the
it a, is. Give it a boost.
That's right. All right. A boost to the incentive. I like it. Why don't you tell everybody what we have to offer?
Now, you know, weather has not, I think, helped those who are like, okay, this is the year I'm going to join or rejoin a club because our weather's been terrible, right?
Yes.
Figuring, you know, look at the forecast. It's just, it's hurt everybody who wants to golf, play golf, et cetera. So what Fox Valley and Briarwood Country Club are doing, if you inquire, you mention Tee to Green, and you join before the end of May, you're going to get $1,000 club credit. Got to mention Tee to Green, $1,000 club credit, and that's a club credit. You can use it however you wish with that. So that's a fantastic incentive. So do you want to use some of it in the restaurant, pro shop, what have you? You can. So check it out. I mean, if you've been waiting for a further push to inquire, this is it right now. And, you know, listen, I love playing golf at Fox Valley. My kids love going to the Fox Valley. My wife likes the experience, all those things. So I'd love to see some people out there enjoying, see things changes and updates and et cetera. So check out Marie McConnell. Give her a call at Fox Valley. If you hit me up on Twitter if anybody has questions about it. I'd be happy to answer those things as a member there enjoying the experience. So there's a little boost, a little nudge if you were waiting for something more, $1,000 club credit. Great stuff. Mention Tee to Green.
That's right. Yeah, don't forget, mention Tee to Green when you go there to Fox Valley or Briarwood. So, all right, good incentive. Take advantage of it. All right, Kevin, this week the event, the AT&T Byron Nelson, some players prepping for next week's PGA. But, of course, the man at the top right now who shot a 61 yesterday, Korean Sung Kang, that might be a name not familiar to most that watch PGA Tour golf every week. Tell us a little bit about the leader.
Well, you know, this is a guy who is a good ball striker, first and foremost, and someone who's gone low before. I mean, he shot 60 at Pebble Beach in 2016. Actually, he worked that year and saw it. Sung Kang can play golf, and he just, know, I think he took advantage too of the draw, right? I mean, the conditions, it's, we have thunderstorms right now, as a matter of fact, so it's going to be wet and softer conditions. And the winds weren't really blowing when he played his rounds, Thursday afternoon, Friday morning. And when it, so he had a good part of the draw as far as the weather was going at Trinity Forest Golf Club. The other, because it's not been great here either, I can tell you that. It felt like home yesterday. It was chilly out on the golf course there. And then the other thing, he played with Matt Every. So the two of them have been playing together, and they'll play together again today, and they've just been feeding off of one another. It's really, it was fun to watch. I had them Thursday. I didn't have them yesterday. The person thought about it because I had Brooks Koepka, who was teeing off shortly after, so... but seeing some great golf out of Sung Kang. Has a big lead. We'll see if he's able to do that. Again, conditions are going to be a little bit different here today. The golf course has been wet. They played the ball down. There were a few mud balls for some players yesterday. We'll see if they play the ball in hand today. What that means is lift clean in place. Also the name of my column on tdgreen.golf, but lift clean in place. We'll have to see if they go with that today at Trinity Forest.
Kevin Sylvester from the AT&T Byron Nelson event in Texas. Brian Coles, the old PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas here in Amherst at Glen Oak on Tee to Green. Kevin, I was listening to you yesterday when you were with Koepka. Of course, he'll be defending his title next week at Bethpage Black. And he is amongst the guys that you would consider to be, you know, top favorites for this week. He's choosing to play. Most of them are choosing to rest this week. How does Koepka's game look, and would you consider him the favorite next week?
Well, he's going to be one of the favorites, no doubt. I mean, you know, he's a defending champion. Guys, you know, some people are disappointed this year, Brian. He's got a win in 2 seconds. The only players would take that. so many would take that, for sure. He's playing well. You know, he's asked about why you're playing this week and is this golf course going to prepare you for Bethpage Black. It's a different kind of golf course. And he goes, I'm out here to play golf and hit shots. It doesn't matter the course to me. Because I have a yardage book and I have preparation. So I just love how he just simplified the whole deal. And then when I talked to him after the round, I asked if he was pleased. And he went 65, 66. He goes, no, I'd like to be in the lead, which I thought was great. He almost finished with 5 birdies in a row. The shortest putt he had for birdie, he missed a 9-footer on the 18th hole. It was a great finish. So he's got momentum coming in today's third round.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, before we let you go here, speaking of Koepka, maybe this is where you're going. I don't know. You tell us here. We've got to get our official PGA Championship picks in here. So before we let you go, we'll let you go first. Who do you like?
I am going to go with Dustin Johnson. And we haven't heard from him in a little while. So I'm going to, well, he finished also second at the Masters, but I'm going to take DJ.
Okay. I like the pick. Jeff, are you prepared here for your pick here?
I know. I'm going to Brooks Koepka. He's a smasher. That golf course is going to require some long ball acumen out there, and he's playing well this week. He plays well in the majors. He's been playing well, you know, every time he tees it up, it seems like. I think he's going to be a favorite next week, and I'm predicting him to win.
Yeah. I'm going to go Justin Rose. He hasn't won a PGA championship yet. He's got that, I feel like, grinder mentality. If conditions are tough and they're wet, like, I think he's got that mind frame to get it done. So I'm going to go Justin Rose next week. But, of course, many will be seeing, can Tiger Woods win another major, try to get to major number 16? It would be an incredible way for him to do it, as he could go to win 82 as well, which would set another record as well here. But all right, Kevin, the music says we're out of time. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Okay. Good talking to you, Kevin.
Hey, good luck to all the Western New York PGA pros this week. The Western New York PGA Open is at Stafford on Monday. Chris Zumpano from Oak Hill is going for 3 in a row in this event.
He's a very good player. It's a really nice golf course, a fun event to play in, and the amateurs will be playing too. So a great event that the Western New York PGA runs every year.
That's right. Next week, we're going to a place that we haven't been yet on Tee to Green. We're looking forward to it, Niagara Frontier.
Yeah, Dan Antonucci. Get to say hi to my buddy out there up on the on Lake Ontario. I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. And 2 hours next week, because it's Majors Week, the PGA Championship in May. So we'll have it for you next week.
Yeah, no morning plans next week. Just listen to the show.
That's right. Yep. 7 to 9 next week. Thanks for everybody for listening. Thanks to Steve Beatty from Custom Turf for joining us. Thanks to Kevin, of course, from the AT&T Byron Nelson in Dallas. Thanks to everybody here at Glen Oak. Derek Kramer, thank you. Back in our Amherst studios. And for PGA Pro, Jeff Metis. I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green with you every Saturday right here on WGR.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.